saved like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Thankful we have a place like the Lord's church where we can come and express our feelings to the Lord and to one another and show a love and a fellowship that can only come from God. And it's a good place to smile. It's a good place to cry. It's a good place to express our gratitude to the Lord and come before a God who knows every feeling that we have before we have it. We might as well be open. You know, all things are naked and open to Him with whom we have to do. And so it's no need us trying to hide or suppress those things. The Lord knows what's going on in our hearts and in our lives. And He knows them even better than we know them. And it is a blessing. It's part of that truth, I believe, that makes you free when you understand that. And then you come and we don't try to be something we're not or act like something we're not or be someone we're not. We recognize today that we're just, if anything at all, sinners saved by the grace of Almighty God. And it's because of His grace and what He's done for us that we're enabled to come, have a desire to come, and thank the Lord that He has reached down from heaven and touched our lives and made us different than what we would have been had it not been for the work of grace in our hearts. If you have your Bibles in this morning, would like to turn with me, I've had a portion of Scripture that's on my mind in the book of Matthew, chapter 1. We read in the first chapter of the book of Matthew, it begins by telling us the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that He was a son of David and a son of Abraham, and the entire generation of Jesus Christ is listed there, coming from David and from Abraham. And we see that the Lord Jesus Christ was indeed the Son of God, but He also was the Son of Man. And it was necessary that He would be all that. That generation is proven here. We have it laid out in the Word of God. We have another account over in Luke chapter 3 of where we see the lineage as it ran through the line of Mary, His mother. And here it's going through Joseph, His supposed father, and then over there it goes through Mary, His mother. It does say through Joseph, but it's talking about Joseph as he was the husband of Mary. And we have that lineage over there. So we have the lineage going both through Mary and also the lineage going through Joseph that runs Jesus right back to in the family of Abraham. And even over in Luke, it runs all the way back to the son of Adam, who was the Son of God. So we see that Jesus was all that the Bible says that He was. He was the Son of God and the Son of Man. And then reading in verse 18, we find about His birth in particular. He says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. This is a wonderful account that's laid down for us in the Word of God about the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ here into this world. And what he came to do, and what he did, and what he accomplished. We see this, but it says the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. It's giving us a clear understanding of how Jesus actually came here into this world. We have his lineage, and then we have the actual account of how he came. It says, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Now she was betrothed to Joseph. She was espoused to him. They had not yet come together. They had not consummated the marriage. She had not gone yet into his home. And they had lived together as husband and wife. Or they had consummated that marriage in a natural physical relationship. But she was his wife. The Bible speaks of her as his wife. So legally, Joseph was not his biological father, but he was his adoptive or legal father. That's why we have the lineage of Joseph. Why is the lineage of Joseph important? Because Jesus was an heir through the line of Joseph, as Joseph was the husband of Mary. Though he was not the biological father, he was the legal father. He was the adopted father. And that tells us a whole lot about the responsibility laid upon Joseph. I think about that a lot. Joseph here had a responsibility laid upon him. And the Lord prepared him for that responsibility. It wasn't like Joseph got himself ready. It wasn't like Joseph was out there doing good, or Joseph was out there being special, or Mary was out there doing good or being special without God being in the picture or in the arrangement. Because we know that Joseph was a son of Adam, and Mary was a daughter of Eve, and a son, and they were sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. They were not special in and of themselves. There was nothing special about them that they did for themselves. But they were very special. And the reason they were special is because the Lord designated them. The Lord had worked with them. The Lord had done for something for them. They had already been recipients of God's grace. They had already been prepared of the Lord to do the task that was going to be at hand of raising up the Holy Child Jesus, who, you know, if you ever had a baby, it was, listen, all the babies of this world are imperfect. As sweet and precious as we think they are, and as wonderful and special we feel that they are, a man that is born of woman, every one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. Except this child was a different child and a special child. This child had no sin about him ever. Not even a single thought. Not even a single sin. Not as a little child. Not as a little baby. Not as the scripture says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born. We're born in sin. We're shaping in iniquity. We come forward from the womb speaking lies. And that would be the case of all mankind were it not for this wonderful Savior that came just as the Bible says that he came. And the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus, the word Jesus means Savior. The birth of Christ. Christ means the anointed one, the Messiah, the son of David. And the lineage is laid out here that we might know that he was the son of David. And the lineage is also laid out that we might know that he was the son of Adam. He was verily man in order that he might die for us. Because if it had been an angel that died, he wouldn't have paid the sin debt. In order for man to be saved, there had to be a man that was a sacrifice. And that sacrifice had to be a perfect sacrifice. That sacrifice had to be without sin. That sacrifice had to be without blemish or spot. It had to be just the way, it had to be perfect just like Jesus was. And Jesus came as that perfect sacrifice. And even as he's coming here into this world, he came just as the Father sent him and did just what the Father gave him to do. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And you think about how this man might have responded, how he could have responded. Here he was betrothed and promised and committed, and she was legally his wife, even though they had not consummated the marriage, even though they hadn't come together. Joseph discovers that she is with child. The Bible doesn't really tell us whether Mary told him. Mary knew why she was with child. The angel Gabriel had come to her. We can read about that in Luke chapter 1. And had told her about what was going to happen. And I imagine she felt overwhelmed with that. Can you imagine just the thought of what that was? Yet, the promise had been for generations and they had awaited the coming. And now, of this little woman the house of David had fallen into a poor, destitute condition. Jesus didn't come in the riches of this world, but he came without even a place to lay his head. He came born in a barn, so to speak. Laid in a manger, just a feeding trough, wrapped in swaddling clothes, which are just strips of cloth that he was wrapped in, but he was born. Listen, when he was born, the angels had it right. He's Jesus in the highest. Glory to God. Our Savior came. Aren't you thankful that our Savior came? And he came because he loved us, and he came for his people. He came to pay the sin debt of his people. And there was Joseph, prepared of the Lord, just ready. He didn't even know he was ready, but the Lord had worked in his heart and prepared him. Joseph, it says, and she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. We read about that, and we'll turn over there just for a moment. I know you're so familiar with this, but it's good to read it from the Word of God in Luke chapter 1. It says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. That 6 months has reference to the babe that was in the womb of Elizabeth. That was 6 months now, 6 months. And by the way, it was a babe in a womb. It wasn't a body or a clump of tissue or a clump of flesh. It was a baby. We don't have to guess about what that is. The Bible tells us that. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. From God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin. Now listen, she was not just a young woman, not just a damsel. This was a virgin. And she was a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. She was his wife, but they had not yet come together. And of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he says, and the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. That means highly blessed. A recipient of the grace of God. I believe Mary was highly favored, don't you? And the Bible says that she was. And so was Joseph. What a blessing Joseph was going to have to raise such a son, who though he was not his biological son, it was his legal son. And he served as a father. In many ways, he's a picture of what fathers ought to be. And how was he able to do that? He protected the Lord Jesus Christ. He provided for the Lord Jesus Christ. And can you imagine that? The one who made the heavens and the earth. The Word was made flesh. Listen, this is the Word who spoke the world into existence. This is the Word we read about in John 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And yet He humbled Himself to be as a little baby who had to be fed and had to be taken care of and had to be clothed. And He had all of those same weaknesses as a man. He endured all of that. Why would the Son of God, who created the heavens and the earth, do that? Because of us. He had a love for us, and he was a man acquainted with sorrow and with grief, and he lived his life, and he knew what it was to suffer. He was in all points and always afflicted as unto us, and yet without any sins. He had no sin about him. And here this virgin was espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Because she had been chosen of the Lord to bring forth this holy child. And the scripture says, And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. We can't really imagine what she thought, but what is this? Just a young virgin. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary. Isn't it good that the Lord, when we get scared about what he's got in plan for us, over and over tells us again, don't be afraid. We got a lot going on in the world today. A lot of troubles to face us. We have no idea. I'll tell you what, after 2020 and after 2021, after these 2 years, who knows what 2022 is going to bring. But I have a message for you today from the Word of God. Fear not. You know why? Because our God is on His throne. And our God sent His only begotten Son into this world. And our God gave Mary and Joseph all that they needed. And all that they stood in need of in providing for him as he grew up and as he lived in his life. And the Lord has taken care of it. And our Savior walked in this world according to his knowledge and fulfilled the very will of God, which God had sent him to give life unto his people, to do all that was necessary that one day we might be with him in heaven in immortal glory. And he didn't try to do that. He didn't want to do that. He didn't just make that possible. He came and fulfilled that which the Father sent him to do. And it says, And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. That means she had found grace with God. You know, all of us could say, Have you found favor with God? Has God been good to you? As you look back over this year, we can see a whole lot of tough things that we've gone through. But has the Lord been good to you? Has the Lord provided? And it says, And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And that means Savior. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Listen, this is a prophetic message given here unto Mary to let her know about this child that was going to be born from her. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? There would be many who would say that's an impossibility that a virgin could bring forth a child. Listen, this is the sign of the Messiah. This is what the Old Testament prophecy had been 750 years ago. Isaiah, the Lord had moved the prophet Isaiah to write about this very thing. And he said, and then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And that's why Mary had no sin. Now Mary had sin in herself. But she did not pass any sin on to her son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not like us in the sin. He was like us in that he was a man. He was born as the son of Adam. He was born as the son of Abraham and as the son of David. Except there was the difference was he was not born in sin because he was of the seed of the woman. And he did not receive a polluted bloodline. He was without spot and without blemish. And she was a virgin. And then the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, listen to this, that holy thing which shall be born of thee, the only baby this could be said about as that holy thing. Every other baby is born in sin and shapen in iniquity, but not this baby. That holy thing, that holy child that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Going back over to Matthew, it says, Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man. Joseph was a man who was just. How did he get to be a just man? Did he do that on his own? Did he get that on his own? Do we get that on our own? Is that our ability? Can we become just? Remember the scripture says the just shall live by faith. There had to be a work of grace in the life of Joseph. The Lord had prepared him. He was a just man. He was a law. He was to the best of his ability. It didn't mean that he was perfect. Listen, Mary needed a Redeemer just as much as you and I needed a Redeemer. Joseph needed a Redeemer. And that child that was born of Mary was their Redeemer, our Redeemer. The Redeemer of Joseph and Mary. The reason that he was a just man was because of the washing effect of the blood of Jesus that was going to take place, even in the future. And it says he was a just man and not willing to make her a public example. He could have made a big scene about this and dragged her before the civil magistrates and had her found guilty of being with child, and he being betrothed to her, and she's not here being with child, and they would have taken her out and dragged her and stoned her. Or he could have made a big scene about it and made a public divorcement to embarrass her and point out all the things that would supposedly be wrong, but there was nothing wrong. But Joseph, not knowing this, or either, I don't know whether Mary had said anything to him or not. The Bible doesn't tell us. We know Mary knew. I'm sure she wondered, but she knew. She had been given the message. I'll tell you what, Joseph was saying, I don't know what to do. Notice he wasn't just like most men would be. He was saying, it says, Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away quietly, privately. But while he thought on these things, in other words, I believe, praying about it. I believe he's thinking about it. You know, it's good for us to think about things. And a practical lesson here, Joseph wasn't rash, quick to respond. Have you ever found yourself really quick to respond and say something you wish you'd never said and do something you wish you'd never done and act in a way you wish you'd never acted, but you do it so quickly without thinking? Joseph was blessed of the Lord to think on these things while he thought on these things. I believe while he was praying about these things. And not only that, that's a great lesson for us. While he thought on these things, it says, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord. Now, I don't know whether it was Gabriel. Could have been Gabriel. May have been another angel. Bible doesn't tell us it's Gabriel. It was Gabriel that came to Zacharias, and it was Gabriel that came to Mary. But this is an angel of the Lord. And he appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. There you go. Here's their lineage again. Why is it important that Joseph is the son of David? Because he was the legal father of Jesus. Makes Jesus the rightful heir to the throne. You see, all of that's important. Do you think it's happenstance? Absolutely not. Just think of the generations that had to happen in order for that to occur. Think about how the Lord had to providentially work how to keep those generations and that family lineage intact. And think of the marvel that they kept it intact, that they know all about that lineage. And it came down to prove that Jesus was just who he was. None of this is written in the Bible for just to take up space. It's to allow us to have total confidence that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Savior. He says, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. That's how the angel saw it, and that's how the Lord saw it. This is your wife. You've promised, you made the promise, you're betrothed, you're married. That means something to the Lord. He said, this is thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now, I can't tell you how that happened, but I know I'm thankful that it did, aren't you? I'm thankful that which was conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. That shows of the purity of our Lord. He's that Lamb, that Lamb that was without spot and without blemish. And she shall bring forth a son. Here's the shalls here in verse 21. It says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. One preacher called this a three shall verse. And it's good. These shalls are something. It says, and she shall bring forth a son. Now the angel prophesied of that. She was with child, but how could you know that it was a son? Well, the angel knew that it was a son because the angel had been sent from the Lord who knew that it was a son. This son had been born. It was not just a child. This was a man child. This was a son. And she shall bring forth a son. Did she bring forth a son? Yes, she did. The Lord said, and she shall bring forth a son. Guess what? She did bring forth a son. Just as the prophecy was given. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Did they call him Jesus? The scripture here tells us right here in the last verse that I read in your hearing, verse 25 says, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That prophecy was fulfilled, was it not? And it says, and he shall save his people from their sins. I believe the first shall. I believe the second shall. And I believe the third shall, don't you? I believe the third shall. For he shall save. Listen, what shall he do? He shall save. That's why they call him Jesus, because he came to save. And what he came to do, he did. He came to save his people from their sins, and that's exactly what he did. He shall save his people. It didn't say he'll try to save somebody. It didn't say he'd try to save everybody. It did definitely say he shall save his people. His people is referencing his elect family. A family that he chose in covenant before the very foundation of the world, that he foreknew, that he called, that he justified, that he predestinated, that he glorified. A people that he will not lose one of. Over in John chapter 6, we read there. He said in verse 38, Jesus said this himself. He said, for I came down from heaven. This is the Word who was with God, who verily was God, who became God with us, Emmanuel, God with us. He was born in the flesh. He came here in this world. His existence didn't begin on the day that he was born. This is the living Word who had been eternally with the Father. His physical existence in the flesh began on that day when he was born. But he is the eternal Logos, the eternal Son of God. And he came down from heaven. And he came into a virgin's womb. And he was made and formed and fashioned there. And then it says, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Jesus came to fulfill the will of his Father who sent him. And this is the Father's will. Verse 39 of John chapter 6. He says, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing. You know how many of his people he'll have? Every one of them. He came for each and every one of them. Every one that he foreknew. And he knew exactly who they were. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And he foreknew them, and he predestinated them to be conformed to the image of his Son. He predestinated them to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself. And all of them are those that he came for. And the shall here says, he shall save his people. How many of them? Every one of them. He says, all that the Father giveth me, he said, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day. Now when it says it, it's talking about the body of everyone, or the bodies of every one of his children. He will raise that body at the last day. And they will all be with him, body, soul, and spirit forever, because of a son that was born of a virgin who lived his life perfectly and went to the cross and died there and paid the sin debt for us, that our sins might be removed from us, and we who deserve the wrath of God might find the mercy and the grace of God. We ought to celebrate Christmas every day of the year, all the time, because of this wonderful Son that came here to live his life perfectly and to die his death on the tree of the cross and rise again to secure our salvation. He shall save his people from their sins. The scripture says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, And here he quotes from Isaiah 7 in verse 14. He says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Anyone who's questioning about the divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ need not question it, because his name was Emmanuel, which means by interpretation God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. It just seems like at that point Joseph just accepted just what the angel had said. That would be a difficult thing for someone to accept. If the Lord wasn't in it, it would be an impossible thing. But here's the good news. When the Lord works on the inside, he prepares you for all that you stand in need of. And he does not and cannot fail. Joseph, it says, "And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." And Jesus means Savior. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus came and he lived, and he not only was born as a little baby, but he grew up. And he suffered great suffering in his life. He was in all points tempted like unto us, and yet without sin. What a Savior we have in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we honor him, may we praise him, may we give him the glory all the days of our life. And remember, when you face things in this world that you don't feel like you're prepared to do, things that you have to do that you don't know which way to go, remember the Lord who gave Joseph the strength to be Joseph, and Mary the strength to be Mary, and all of the New Testament and Old Testament characters have the ability to be what they ought to be. Without him, we can't do anything. But with him, we can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. And what a blessing that is. We have a Savior who could not fail and did not fail. And we have a salvation that's finished and complete. Whatever the Lord has done is forever. You can't add to it, nor can you take from it. For God doeth it, that men should fear before him. May we be blessed to remember that more and more each day that we live. When you have a mind to pray, remember me, and God bless you.
Three thirty-four.